Eddie the Eagle is a sports film with quite a bit of differences from the average type film about an Olympian named Eddie the Eagle Edwards. That was his nickname. And he's played by Taron Egerton, who is a young Brit who just recently was in a movie called Kingsman, The Secret Service. It starts out that he is kicked off of the British downhill skiing team. And so he decides, well, I can't do that, so I will just become England's first ski jumper. Well, that's pretty strange since they don't have any mountains, and it's strange that they even have a ski team to start with. But in the film, he goes to Garmisch in southern Germany, and that's where the Norwegian Olympic team is training, and he begins to train on the big ski jumps. In actuality, he went to Lake Placid, New York, to train, but anyway, this is a movie. Here he meets a man who becomes his coach. He is, in the film, he is called Bronson Perry, and he is played by Hugh Jackman, who really makes the movie. He, again, is a fictional character. There was no such person. He really didn't have a coach like this, but Hugh is always an enjoyment in everything he does, and he really does add life to this one. As a former U.S. Olympic team member, who's now kind of on living a kind of bad life, never got over he got kicked off of the team back in the day. Also in the movie, you have Christopher Walken, who has a brief role as an American coach named Warren Sharp, and he was he was on the ski team with the Hugh Jackman character at one time. Anyway, this is really entertaining, old style, lots of rooting for the underdog with this Edgerton guy who has very thick glasses and has not a whole lot of natural athletic ability, deciding that he is going to just get into this sport. He really is not doing it to win. He just wants to do it. And the real character that it's based on is actually a lot more interesting than this movie made him out to be, but they just got onto the part about the ski jumping, and they left out this guy's in real life. He was a world-class speed skater, and he also had the world's record in stunt jumping over jumping vehicles over other vehicles and that kind of thing. He was and still is. He's not that old of a guy now. Got onto the Olympic team, and can't really say what happens. Don't want to give it away. But it's nonetheless a very much of a feel-good movie and very entertaining. They did pretty well screw around with the facts, but the guy's actual contention is the truth. That did happen in 1988.